Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Jeff.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate,
and collaborate.
Well, good evening. Hey, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. It is Tell It Tuesday. And you know what we do on Tell It Tuesday? We'll have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, the author of The Healing of the Womb. And we're still with the mother-daughter relations here. This is a series, so get ready. You know, life isn't always smooth. If it were, we would never grow and develop as human beings. If we succeed, we are envied. If we fail, we're ridiculed and attacked. Sadly, this is how people are. Unexpected grief and suffering might lay ahead of you, but it is precisely when you encounter such times that you must not be defeated, never give up, and never retreat. Hey, if you make a mistake, you know, don't blame. Just forgive yourself and make better choices. Take responsibility for whatever you're going through out there. We are having beautiful weather. I hope it's putting a smile on your face as it's put smiles on my face. There's several days here. And if you are driving down the street, look at the beautiful cherry blossom trees, okay? They're messy, but they're beautiful. Enjoy, because they're only around for a short while. We're going to get ready. It is Tell It Tuesday here. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goal in leadership training, workshops, writing, and focus on our youth. You know, they're hurting out here. So, you know, it's up to us to help them make the change. The change is already here. We just have to all come together as we, the people, and recognize it.
I was born by the river in a little tent. And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Whoa.
coming beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Somebody keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. So now I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knee. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change don't come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change don't come. I said I know.
Right now, we're dealing with some technical malfunctions. Hope that you're hearing me out there. Give me a few moments here and so that you see what is exactly happening. I have to bring Stephanie Haynes in. Stephanie is the author of The Healing of the Womb, and we are on the series today of mother and daughter relationships. How does this relationship start? It starts in the beginning, and the change starts from within. Stephanie Haynes is with us again, the author of The Healing of the Womb. Stephanie, are you on? Is everything okay? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Miss Linda?
I'm wonderful. You know how you're dealing with this technology, and you know sometimes technology does what it wants to do. So I had to make sure that everything was connected here so we could have this wonderful, wonderful educational and informational and helpful. We're still on the mother-daughter relations series. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
And we're leading into a wonderful, this is getting you prepared out there. See, you're just getting a touch of it. But there's a wonderful event on May 13th. NCCW, I think I'm pronouncing it right. We've been talking to you about it. Well, these series are getting you ready, but you want to be there in person to get the full bang of this excitement. Stephanie, how was your day today?
Very busy.
I know, and we're going to say it now. Well, I guess you are, and you're always here. That's why whatever, you know, it's like each one teach one, each one take care of one. And Stephanie is always here to care and share, and we appreciate you to the highest, Stephanie. I'm going to be quiet over here so we can get some of this goodness. Welcome in.
Yes, so good evening, listeners, and welcome back. So we have talked about, you know, why we have mother and daughter relationships and why it's so important. We talked about why mother and daughter relationships sometimes can be difficult, right? So as we got to remember that it's the first ever relationship that we ever experienced. So it's no wonder the mother and daughter dynamics can be so intense. So what starts with the basic human needs and pure aberrations can, over time, begin to shift. Now, love for many is still at the center of the bond, but it's often matched with friction from stinging grips to full-blown roles as we get older. Now, it's just not usual for mothers and daughter relationships to feel the strain as both parties navigate from a parent-child relationship to both being independent adults who has been researching, you know, this particular dynamic for more than 20 years. So Dr. Rogic Heskeldine did a research on the mother and daughter dynamics, you know, over 20 years. And we still live in a society, in a world that really doesn't listen to women. She says in one of the newspapers, it was the HuffPost out of the UK, and she said that, so mothers and daughters play that out in their relationship. The inequality, the sexism, the violence, and other experience that women have. And she also believed that society sets up mother and daughter relationship to fail by expecting women to silence themselves and put their own needs last. So that is one of the huge hidden dynamics between the mother and daughter, she says. You know, she means that if you think about it, if women are not heard in a family, how can a mother and a daughter listen to each other? So what happens then between the mother and the daughter, is there a power struggle between who gets to be heard because they have no sense of a normal? Is that both women deserve to be heard? All women deserve to be heard. Question for you. Were you heard? You know, when we was coming up, children were seen and not heard.
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't able to express ourselves. Not in my household when I was growing up. You know, we were silent. We couldn't express ourselves. So to our adult and communicating with others. So the new mothers out there, I would like to say to you, is to listen to your children. Listen to what they say. Don't tell them to go sit down and be quiet. Allow them to express their needs, their wants, their desire. That's very important. And she also has involved mapping mothers' daughters' histories in hundreds of families across difficult cultures. Now, in 2021, she says, she yet to find a family where the grandmother or the mother was fully heard. So no wonder mothers and daughters crave to be heard by each other. The same plays out in terms of emotional support. If you grew up in a family where women are expected to support everybody else, but not claim the support that they need. Again, mother and daughter have a power struggle going on. So who gets support in the relationship? Both the mother and daughter deserve support, right? Jealousy is another comment. Jealousy. If hidden dynamics between mother and daughter, one that can be thoroughly misunderstood, if a mother is jealous of the daughter, career, success, opportunities, freedom, she's shamed into keeping silence about that. And what happens between the mother and daughter is that the daughter then becomes what I call the uncomfortable mirror. The mother then sees what she was not allowed to do, what she was not allowed to be. It may be about a career or education, but it could also be about if the mom didn't have a loving partner. So society doesn't empower women to talk honestly about these feelings. So instead, it can come out as putting the daughter down with snide comments or not fully celebrating her success. There is an ocean of grief there with mothers. The dynamics is often co-created. So have you ever asked your mother how she feel about her life and the opportunity she been able to assess? I'm going to read that again. Have you ever asked your mother how she feels about her life and the opportunities she been able to assess? You know, there are some mothers that have not reached their goals or their aspirations or their accomplishments, so they live vicariously through their daughter, which is a big no-no. And then that's when the battles begin and the struggles begin, because now you're living vicariously through your daughter, having her to do the things that you wish you could have done. But I want to say to you, mothers, that it's never too late. It's never too late to reach your goals, aspirations, your desires, your wants, your needs. It's never too late. If you need to go back to school to educate yourself, go back to school. I remember when I was graduating, there was a 90-year-old man in a wheelchair graduating. So it's never too late. And I think that was one of the things he had on his bucket list, to make sure that he did that before he left this earth. So it's never too late. So we're going to talk about mother blaming. Blaming contributes towards this negative cycle. Now, in psychology, mother blaming is attributing a person problem to their upbringing. And mother comment explains. Dr. Heswin-Dine says, is when a mother is blamed for her daughter's eating disorder. This oversimplistic view means other external factors for why a mother might not develop eating issues, says, or ignore, and the mother may be lumbered with even more unjustified guilt. Now, mother blaming is hurtfully damaging. It's about the devaluing of the mother role and devaluing of the woman. And it's hugely toxic. Now, when we started blaming, excuse me, I always says when we blame, we lose the power to change.
That's right.
You know, so, you know, in the therapy world, it needs to hold its hands up to the many ways that it has blamed mothers for their children's problems, when there is a much bigger picture to be heard. Because always take two. Positive note, she says, that she has witnessed an increasing number of women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s seeking therapy to improve their mother and daughter relationship. Even bringing the mother to sections. Excuse me.
Stephanie, would you like me to put a break here so you can get water?
I have water, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Yes, so these women have woke up and started to connect the dots between the mom being a bit emotionally manipulative because she hasn't been taught to say, I need, I feel, and I desire. I want. So she learned a different language. So the daughter are saying, I don't want to inherit this. I want to be able to speak openly and honestly. They have seen how their mothers put everybody last. The self-effacing, self-sacrificing behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And they want mom in the therapy in order to change that with her, which absolute brilliant. That it's good for a daughter to see her mother in pain. And it also, when you see a daughter to be able to have that innate ability to look in at within their mother's eyes to see the pain that her mother is carrying, to see and understand and have that wisdom that the mother does not have a voice. And when you have not been taught that you are valued, then you accept anything and anyone that comes into your life without any boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, you know, mothers, if they don't have that, they can't teach that to their daughters.
No, they can't.
And then that daughter goes out into the world finding ways after going through so much trial and error of trying to find healthy relationships. You know, some of them find and sometimes they don't. But if someone gets a good mentor to teach them how to set boundaries in their lives and to teach them how to have a voice, that's a great thing. But the most important thing is learning to listen to each other. It's the key to improving how you communicate with each other. Even where you are simply looking to boost a relationship that isn't particularly fraught, when a mother and daughter dynamic is strengthened, she's argued, it can be a powerful force against patriarchy. Now, when you're the patriarchy of the family, you have to be mindful how you lead in that family. Especially, are you leading with your girls to be empowered?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mother and daughter relationship is absolutely centered. It's central to the generational change. Because when a mother and daughter comes together and learn how to really listen to each other and stand in each other's shoes, it means that when the daughter has a daughter, it will be different for her. And the next one, and the next one. Now, how to get the conversation started? You got to think about what you would like your mother to hear. Now, give yourself plenty of opportunity to identify this and practice a few times by either speaking it or writing it out for yourself. This really helps to give you clarity and avoid getting into a slinging match of you said, I did.
Right.
Okay. Number two, you're going to focus on talking about you, your thoughts and feelings. Use words like I expect, I am thinking, I am hoping. Avoid forcing on her and using words like you said, you did, etc. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this may put her in the defensive mode, and people don't listen when they're in that mode. Number three, think about your tone. Because if you have a loving tone, a soft tone, a person's heart's open and they can be able to hear you from the heart. But if you're aggressive, then they're going to shut down. Right? So most of what we say is communicated through our tone. And so take time to be aware of how you are communicating. If you're saying something positive, but saying it in an angry voice, your positive message will be lost. Number four, establish good boundaries. Very important. If there are topics that you don't want to discuss with her, let her know that you would prefer to focus on this for today and hope she can hear you. Number five, don't rush the conversation. If you find yourself getting angry, upset, or like you may lose your temper, take a minute to pause and focus on your breathing. Read that again. If you find yourself getting angry, upset, or like you may lose your temper, take a minute to pause and focus on your breathing. Remember, it is a tough thing you are navigating, and you need to be loving and caring to you. Remember, it's not about the other person. It's always about you. If things go well, build on that by affirming your mother hearing you and let her know you are very pleased you are communicating. All righty. So, you have any questions for me, Linda?
No, you know I'm over here jotting down. But what one thing I did, I tapped on, you know, you were saying, you know, women in the family that didn't have opportunity to speak out, you know, I was laughing at that. I had to laugh at it because women rule my family, okay, and that's probably, I always had options. I mean, they would chase me out the room, but they couldn't shut me down. Because, like I said, I'd stick my head back in the window and say what I had to say. So they just figured that they couldn't control that. So it was like, you got options. Say it, speak it. You understand? However way you feel. And I'm going to tell you this. If it doesn't come out right, you're going to suffer the consequences. But yeah. But the women knew that. Okay? So and it makes a lot of sense, you know, how you play out the experiences and stuff and play the blaming game, because that is very devaluing and it's very, very toxic. So I'm looking at my steps, you know, rushing and establishing good boundaries and tone is very important. We all have to work on that tone, because if it's something that put a rise up there, it's all about the tone, how you get your point across. And usually the more calmer you are, of a better tone that you have, I've learned that. So they have, you don't give them opportunities to sit down. You ease in there with that tone, but still state what you have to state. So I'm taking notes. So that's my spin on it right now. This is great. This is great.
All right. So now we're going to talk about how to improve your mother-daughter relationship.
Okay.
And so if you have a broken mother-daughter relationship, empathy, active listening, and working on yourself can help improve the connection. So human connection can be complex, and sometimes things happen that push people apart. Life can strain even the most significant bond. The mother-daughter relationship is no exception. Now, occasionally, differences between a mother and a daughter are inconceivable. Time, self-work, patience, and intentional efforts may help heal and strengthen a broken mother-daughter relationship in yourself. As a mom, not connecting with your daughter may be weighing on your heart. However, there are ways to work on your mother-daughter bond and open up space so your daughter feels more comfortable getting closer to you. Be open-minded. Being heard and accepted is one of our greatest needs in relationships. When your daughter is opening up and sharing, be open-minded and not judgmental as much as possible. Ask questions and allow her to educate you about her experience, even if you already know the answer. Back her as often as you can. Take your daughter's side. This can improve a mother-daughter relationship over time as she learns to trust and rely on you. There are plenty of other people out in the world that can play devil advocate. What we need more than a naysayer is someone to validate our experiences and make us feel supported.
Mm-hmm.
Practice reflective listening. Reflective listening involves paying special attention to the content and feelings your daughter is expressing when she talks. It's about being emotionally available and letting the other person know they are understood. So, show her that you're listening and attuned by reflecting back what she is saying
as she speaks. Now you have to let her teach you. While the role of a mother can be about guiding and teaching, as your daughter becomes an adult, it's important to allow her to also share knowledge with you. Be open to learning new things from your daughter as a way of reminding her that she are in a two-way relationship and not just there is to form her. Give her space. Also require this connection. If you don't ever spend time apart, you may become unable to appreciate the time together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, depending on your relationship, taking a few days or week off from seeing or talking with each other can help make the time you reconnect even better.
Mm-hmm.
Of the brain that's a regulate the emotion is more similar between the mother and daughter than it is between the mother and the son, the father and the daughter, or the father and the son.
Uh-huh.
Now, this may imply that mom can relate to their daughters more, and at the same time, it may explain why mom and daughter might challenge each other more. Your mom may be a part of your identity where you have remained close or distant during your life. If you decide to heal your mother and daughter relationship, consider a few ways to open the door to reconnection. Appreciate the role she plays. Acknowledge and appreciate your mom's role in your life and how she has helped you along the way. This includes essential things like providing food and shelter to lessons she taught you. I may want to hear about all these things you cherish. Show her gratitude. You know, fish suggestions, practicing and expressing gratitude of the traditions or values you have learned from your mother.
Mm-hmm.
You can show gratitude by telling your mom verbally or by writing her a note or giving her a gift. Continue to influence you. Showing your mom that you still appreciate her input and knowledge about circumstances and situations you encounter can help her feel needed in your life. For instance, turning to her for advice on a career choice, living situation, relationship, or parenting your own children can make her feel valued. Let her be a part of your family. When it can be heard, I'm sorry, while it can be hard, your mom to see you focus on your own family, allowing her to be a part of your children's lives can help bring you closer. This may go beyond inviting her to hang around. You could also include her in family decisions, vacations, and important celebrations. Dedicate time to continue traditions with your mom. While life as an adult can be busy, scheduling quality time to be with your mom may be an important step to getting closer. An expensive option to consider might include having her over for dinner, organizing a picnic, going on a walk together, or helping her run errands. done online. You can do that if you need to go to have therapy. There's nothing wrong with therapy. Sometimes we just got to let go of the shame.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
learning
that stigma.
From... mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's stigma out there on that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, learning to let go of the shame that comes with having complex challenges within relationships can help you heal.
Mm-hmm.
Society bombard us with commercials and movies that show mothers and daughters as best friends, which can lead to shame and confusion for those struggling with the desire for closeness versus the reality of sharp edges within the relationship. But only you know the particular situation in your relationship. What you experienced and felt is valued. Now, if you want to heal yourself and your relationship with your daughter, it may be a good idea to focus on what to come instead of what in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Break your traditions. Some women may carry down generations of modeling that keep them in traditions of not communicating their own needs or not acknowledging that those needs are. Now, understanding your own needs, fears, traumas, and unspoken desires can help create healthy patterns and dialogue. You have to be careful not to communicate in projection, as this is a way of missing the mark and only closing the possibility of deeper connections. Now remember, you were your daughter age once.
Mm-hmm.
Now to let your daughter in when interaction happens, putting yourself in your daughter's shoes at her age. Now remember that your daughter must, much like you at her age, needs to learn to be her own person by experiencing and developing her own relationships. It is not an expression of what you did wrong, but it's a sign that you've done something right if your daughter leaves the nest, she says. Now you have to know that you're good enough. If you grew up with a dismissive mother or are hurt by past relationship experiences, you know, trying to understand the origin of the pain can help in not projecting it onto your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that most daughters may be balancing two things, how to be close to their mothers and how to be independent of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a mother doesn't behave in a loving and warm way or behave dismissively or critically, a daughter may look for ways to connect while never feeling good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this case, it's vital for the daughter to be validated in some way in order to feel worthy enough for healthy connections in her life. Now, primary bonds impact adults. Now, it may be helpful to remember you're not defined by your relationship, not even the one with your mother.
That's right.
Size with your mom's needs. Now, consider giving your mother grace and acknowledging that even moms have their own needs and limitations. Now, your mom may have her own hurtful experiences that she is healing from. It may be a good idea to remember everyone doing the best they can with the resources at hand. I'm going to say that again. It may be a good idea to remember everyone is doing the best they can with the resources at hand.
Right.
Avoid blame. Now, you may feel inclined to sometimes blame your mother for strains in your mother and daughter relationships. Other times, you may point fingers at yourself. But learning to understand and communicate each other's need in a way that does not blame either of you can lead to a more honest connection.
Wow.
Now, and therefore, the possibility of those needs being met or a connection to be created, one of you have taken the first step to reconnect. These activities may ease tension during those first times together. So I want you really pay attention, listeners. You can either write this down, all right? And Miss Linda, if I need to repeat, just say repeat, okay?
Okay.
So recreate a favorite memory or tradition together, such as having afternoon tea, making a family recipe, or doing each other's hair. All right, number two, share a desire and a need each of you has for your relationship and take turns without interrupting or judging the answer of the other. Number three, take a few minutes to talk about or write down a few things you both have in common and build on that. For example, if you both like crafting, you could create a quilt together. Or if you enjoy sports, you may want to go to a game together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, create a scenario where you have to be on a team together and get to use skills and you and her are against the world, not each other. It's a kind of way, right? So this could be a board game against other family members or something more elaborate like an escape room. Volunteer together at a local shelter or organization you both are passionate about. All right. So now these are eight questions to ask for a meaningful conversation. These questions can help you to understand each other deeper. You can save an afternoon together where you sit down in a park or at home, you know, to initiate this conversation. So the first question is, what was the most important moment in your life? Two, what fears did you have in childhood that you have carried with you? Number three, what has it been like being my mom or daughter, so forth? What are some things you really appreciate about me? What do you think is the most important thing for me to know about you? What do you most wish for in this relationship? What do you most fear about this relationship? If you could change one thing in your life, what will it be? Now, these questions allow for you to be human, honest, and be real with one another. You know, I think the rules have to be set that there is no negative feedback. And I think that's very important, you know, because this is an opportunity for you to open up, to be vulnerable, and to really share your true, authentic feelings about what relationship with yourself and your daughter or your mom, right? Now,
right.
Setting better boundaries. It's very important.
Stephanie, not cutting you off, and I know you have to take it. I'm listening to all of this, and this stuff, this is fun stuff that you're speaking of, okay? Now, okay, how can you put this? I place myself in a position where I'm sort of like, how can I put it? Say, for an outsider that's witnessing a mother-daughter situation, and we all like to stay out of people's stuff, but in a case like this, I mean, these questions and stuff, they're so exciting. How can an outsider, say, pull these people together? What can be done? Okay. And the reason why I ask, because I see a situation like this, but I also notice that the daughter leans toward me. And she leans toward me because I'm thinking she trusts me, because there's some mixed up issues there. You understand? And I'm going to always speak with her with a human tone, with a caring tone, never attacking her. But she'll come to me. She'll come and bring me all the crap, right? And I have to distribute it and let her know where to distribute. But as you're talking, I'm saying, wow, how could this be done? Because it's a situation. So I'm listening, and I'm saying, is it, how can I get in there? And you know, I do my part with her, but yet the mom, I haven't really sit down, but it's a lot of hurt there, you know, and I know it because I know these people. And sitting in the outside looking in, but with these fun things and these suggestions, as you were talking, I was trying to figure out, how can I do a card game or a T-ship or and get all of these people together, and hopefully they don't have to run and duck and hide, right? Yeah, but I just wanted to ask that, because you're on the outside looking in, but yet you know that all parties involved will talk to you, okay, because of the way you talk to them, but yet not getting into their business, but really knowing something is up here, okay? How would you approach that? I mean, as an outsider, would you just leave it alone? See, that's where we lose out. When we're in a situation or we see a situation we don't want to get involved, but we all should get involved without getting personal. I don't know. I don't. Do you understand what I'm saying? What part could an outsider play with a mother-daughter situation? Should she bring them together, set up a meeting? What can be done? I talk to them individually? I don't know. But it's something that needs to be done. And I'm saying there's a reason, because the daughter, she comes to me. She comes to me. And she'll open up because of the way that I go to her. You know, my tone. And yeah, I'm not a therapist. But I know, you know, when people go through stuff and there's always a bit of imbalance there, they operate differently. You got me? Because they're not functioning. Yeah, so I'm aware of that. But then I don't know how to approach that. Because I'm not a therapist, but I know that there's some issues. Okay, so do I want to jeopardize? It's not a jeopardy. It's how do you do that? And when she approaches me, she doesn't approach me like she goes at other people. She comes differently. I don't know if she knows that I need to take purple pills too. I don't know. you understand? You understand where I'm going. You know, I got to throw some humor up in here. But, yeah, these things are still great.
Yeah, I think the most important thing if, you know, we never know what's going on in that relationship, you know, and why she's cleaning. Maybe you have an open ear for her to come and dump on you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's easy for her to come in, you know, like I said, to communicate and share with you, which her mother's not allowing that space
okay.
for her to come. So,
right.
And then maybe you just ask the daughter, you know, how is your relationship with your mom, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is an opportunity to encourage the daughter to open up her heart, you know, mm-hmm. and to let her know that if she's holding on any kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, pain
mm-hmm.
from the past,
mm-hmm.
to let her know that her mother only, you know, mamas only do what they was taught. And if they
mm-hmm.
had a mother that was unloving and dismissive, you know, and caused a lot of pain and trauma, that's what they're going to pass down to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
so
you're right about
that. Yeah, so that's why it's very important that when daughters recognize that, hey, I don't want to be this way, then they find people and, you know, in other situations and mentors to teach them how to be loving, kind, to learn how to forgive their mothers, and to be able to set healthy boundaries for themselves, you know. And I can speak on that because I have not been in a loving relationship. My mom has come up, and even
right.
as an adult, right? But
right.
I had to learn how to forgive her and understand where she came from and how she was raised.
Right.
And what she was going through during that time, right? And even with the relationship with my dad. So I had to learn how to process all of that as coming up as a child, middle age, high school, college, and adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to really process that so I'm able to still be compassionate, empathy, and have that respect for her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't ever say that I'm deeply in love because there's so much pain and hurt that was put in place where I have to eradicate that to even feel that.
Right, right. I understand. I understand. Well,
okay.
This has been so helpful, and it was so, because I didn't want to interrupt you, but that was something that was on my mind as you were structuring out the questions and the tasks and stuff. I mean, it's fun and exciting, and I know that it would work, but how do two people get together, or how you get two individuals that you know, but you're not going to get involved, but you know, okay, that this is happening. So I know that Mother's Day is coming up. I might just say, well, plans do you have for your mom? And hope I don't get cursed out, but that might be a way of, because she'll open up to me. She opens up. But she knows it's going to stay right there. She knows that. You know, so, okay, well, yeah. I'm going to leave that alone, but I'm looking at these questions and I'm going to ponder on this because, we're never around anything that everything is for a reason, but you don't want to get in, but you have to recognize how the person opens to you. And maybe you can, I don't know, I'm going to figure it out. I'm not trying to be the Kate Crusader or the something that can never be fixed, but this is very interesting. It's very exciting that we're on this topic, and before you go on, before I forget, for the event on the 13th, will there be breakout as just a speaker question answer, or are there any workshops happening for the tea, or is it just like the brunch? How is that going to go? Because this is some good stuff.
Yeah,
here.
So we have a keynote speaker.
Okay.
It's going to be very good. She's written a book, and this is going to be about mother and daughter relationship, how to build those relationships.
Okay.
And I'm creating that healthy bond.
Yes. Yes.
Because when an individual is encouraged, when they have been built up, and meaning their self-esteem being built, letting go all the guilt, the shame, learning how to process your trauma, letting go the blame. When you do all of that, you're allowing your body to release those toxins that are keeping you from your higher good and reaching your higher potential. Because when you hold on to all of that stuff, that poison, I call it poison, it stifles you. It blocks you. It keeps you stagnated. It keeps you in this blame state. And then you lose all your power.
Yes. I'm in agreement with that. Totally.
Yeah. So I encourage every mother, every daughter to come to this event because it's going to be very powerful in healing. We have some great entertaining. You know, the food is good. Vendors, we have a great, we're going to have some opportunity to join, but we have this one special one that is about $1,600 worth. And this particular prize is red bottom shoes. Red bottom perfume.
Okay.
And the red bottom lip wear.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, how does one get that prize? What is going to be the stipulation they have to go
through? Those are raffle. Buy a raffle ticket for $25.
Okay.
Yeah. Buy a raffle ticket. And buy one for 25 and buy, I think you get two for 45.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's, we went down to Rodale Drive and went to the store and got it repurchased and got it on video and to let everybody know that everything is authentic. There's no knockoff.
Yes.
It's the real deal.
Well, you guys don't play around, y'all.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, we got the receipt. So I think the most important thing is we're raising money for our SOS program and our educational program. And our
mm-hmm.
SOS program is Saving Ourselves Sisters. And we just graduated a group of ladies that completed the four-week section. And so, you know, for our young girls to empower them.
Totally.
And once they finished, they graduated, got a certificate and a $100 gift card.
Oh, that's beautiful. I like that. No, I like that. That's why I say that's why, you know, I tell people to get involved and be aware of what you're getting involved with and get involved with people that are doing things as this. You know, get involved because everything that you mentioned, you know, saving up for graduation, empowering the young girls, and actually bringing it to fruition and doing it. Well, anything you involved in, once it's laid on paper, it's going to get done. Okay, we already know that. I'll make you laugh. I was speaking with someone, and I think she's involved, and she said, I'll be there. I said, I'll be there. Maybe Stephanie will put this table together. Or whatever, and yeah, we just laughed. She said, I said, you don't have to tell me, I already know, but I want them red bottom shoes, okay? What size are they, What size are they? You just go, I'm talking about the red bottom shoes.
You know, we got to stand aside, but whoever wins, and if they can't fit them, they have 30 days to get their correct size.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's a good one there. I love it. Okay. Well, I just wanted to throw that in there. And we're going to carry on through this series, right, until we're complete with it. This is so great because it gives me something to do. Because when persons are going through trauma and they already have an issue on top of the trauma, you have to really sit back and think about how can I help. If you're not connected in with your mom or whatever, you're going through all this by yourself. You know where I'm going with that? So it explains your behavior. You know, it explains. Yeah. Oh. Okay. All right. I appreciate this topic, but I didn't have a problem mother-daughter. You know, my mom got me together, told me to get off the porch, go, you know, find out what's going on in other people's backyard. And, of course, they couldn't shut me up. So I never had a problem with not speaking up and speaking out because they gave me options. They told me, do whatever you choose and suffer the consequences. Okay, but you can do it. So I had to decide which way I wanted to go with that, and as I was speaking up and speaking out, determined, do I want to suffer this? They let you, oh no, go on, sweetheart. You know, they had a lot of options. You know, never closed up. They couldn't do anything. When I was younger, they couldn't control it. So they just they couldn't control it. So. When you say the mothers and the women and the reason why, you know, there's that jealousy, this has been so great because it really gives you something to think about. And I hope everybody is listening and jotting. You know, people are shy. We don't have to have your comments. We just want to know if you're getting this information and you're getting this education. That's what it's all about. Okay, we're not into the comments and none of that. We just want you to have it. You know, this is a vow, and you got the best on the globe, Stephanie Haynes. Okay, she know how to bring it to you, and I'm so appreciative, Stephanie, that you come and you can share with these topics, this mother-daughter, and we go from the father, son, you cover many areas, but the mother-daughter relationship is not like any other relationship. It's not. And because of the things that you stated, you know, the blaming, the jealousy, you know, the support needs to be given. So I had all of that because if they didn't give it to me, I was going to take it anyway, so they had no other choice. I took a friend to my family. The gentleman said, "My gosh, they give you whatever you want." I said, "I know, because they know I'll tear the roof off of here. If it's something that needs to be done and it's not done." So that's the type of, that's the options that I had out there, but I was always told, suffer the consequences. Be ready for them. But you can, you know, go on out there and express yourself. Just do whatever you have to do. So a lot of people don't have that fortune, and if there's a full family of mother, father, and the dad is on one end, the mom is on the other, that's a whole different other program. It's all different out there. So this is a great series. I'm so appreciative. And I got to be there, and I want everybody to be there. Give us the information of purchasing. And I know you gave the deadline wait a minute. If it's on the 13th, when do you need your count? You know, you have your RSVP. When does that have to be in?
I think it's April 30th. I'm not for sure. I think it's April 30th. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what I need to know. I've been talking with everyone that knows Stephanie and Noel. And were you guys interviewed on TV one time?
Yes, we did a radio show. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Purple Hat thing. Because when I mentioned it, they said, "Oh no, they was interviewed. I heard about that." I was letting them know, you know. Okay, I'm quiet over here. I didn't want to interrupt your thing, and I didn't talk up your minutes, but I had to ask that question. So we got about 12 minutes left here. How can we wrap it up? And I know we can carry this on next week. So how are you going to close this out here? I'm real excited. I got to do some pondering. I'm going to help that young lady too, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to put them together.
Okay. Yeah, I think the most important thing is that, you know, long as that person is not harming themselves or their mother, just be there as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Just be there as a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just to listen.
I can play that role.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that is some trust factor there. I notice if I make a mention and I say so-and-so, she'll repeat it. I'm not so-and-so. I say, so she heard me. Or either, you know, okay, are you back? Or is everything, you know, that kind of stuff. And because I know, you know, you're going through stuff. And then you're not with your family. That's hard. You know, so everybody has deserted you. You feeling at this time, even though it's probably your damn fault. But you understand where I'm going because you never know. But that has nothing to do with the, I know when people are reaching out. I know when people are setting that trust there. And it's all in the tone. It's all in the tone. Because
then you ask her, mm-hmm, what part does she play in it?
Huh?
I said, you asked her what part that she plays in the relationship.
Right.
Because she can't be being victimized.
No. And, you know, on the other end, you know, I just know that there's issues. I know that. But I also know that when you've experienced something traumatically, you don't need to be by yourself. Okay?
No.
You really don't.
And that's when you have her to go seek help.
Yeah, but okay.
You know, like you said, you're not a psychologist. You know, you're not a psychologist.
No.
So, you
but
know.
But that's why I know that there's help needed, because she's approached me before, and I did send her. And I left it alone. Were they helpful? You got me? So maybe I should suggest it again. How have you, are you still dealing? What's happening? Would you remember those people? Would you like to go visit again? That better make you feel better. Because you know where to go. I sent her. I said, they'll help you. They'll help you. Because she came to me. I'm feeling funny. And don't tell my family. I said, okay. So she already trusts me. Because she never heard it again, okay? Because okay. Well, Stephanie, you know what? This has been very exciting, and you helped me threefold. And again, May 13th, people come on up in there. I'm getting the red bottom shoes, so I just want to put that out there, okay? So can I pull the ticket from the fishbowl? Okay. Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm so glad. But no, you guys are on it. And for the SOS, for the young ladies, that's a great thing because that's what it's all about. And they'll never forget that. And then you're going to get out there and mentor, do what you say you do and do it. Okay, so I'm asking people to get involved, but be very careful. Make sure when you're getting involved that they're backing up their vow, okay? Backing up that mission and showing. You know, you just don't want to be out there with people spending up your time and being up there and using you all up, and then you're not seeing anything happen. That's not the way to go. But you have to get out and get in the community. You have to get out and work with groups so that you'll be able to spot it real quick. But get involved, because that's how change is going to happen, okay? It's not going to be through the legislation, because if you leave it, it's going to be through the people. What happened to, you know, we're a village. What happened? They forgot about that, you know. They get educated and they forget. No. When you get there, you pull the other one. Okay, but that didn't happen. That's not happening anymore because they forget. We cannot forget, and we cannot make sure that our youth, we have to tell them the stories that they don't forget, because they don't know the same stories we know, okay? They don't know them. So, see, I have to tell people in my generation, you know, they get to acting crazy. I might have to stop and tell them, look, I'm not my grandmother, okay? And then they kind of stop and think about it, right? So that crap don't work here. But these new age babies, there's no telling what they're going to bring to you, okay? Because each generation puts out a different thing. And that's how I'm going to close it out. Stephanie, we love you. I just give us, I got like 3 minutes here. Just give us something to send us out to next week. Or just give us the way to get the tickets to get to the event. That's what I want to close with.
All right, so you can go to our website at www.ncnwviewparkla.com. That's our website.
Viewparkla.com. So you viewpark. Got it. That's www.nccwviewpark.
No, NCN. Okay, no, NCNW.
Okay, you know, I get us mixed up. NCViewparkLA.com. All right, I'm going to repeat it again. www.nccnwviewparkla.com. That is the chapter that's what's going to put on this excitement, and that's the place we want you to be. I am just like, yeah, well, you got the information I sent you, so this is what I'm still working on it, on this end, because, you know, you're always here for us, Stephanie, no matter what, and we must support each other, and you can depend on Stephanie Haynes with education, knowledge, community update, and any time that she's involved in an event, you want to be there. Because it's going to be right. I mean, how many people auction off red bottom shoes, okay? Oh, man, I would just keep my feet propped up in somebody. I can need those red bottom shoes, okay? I really, really need them. So I don't own a pair. Stephanie, we love you. Please have a wonderful evening. And if I may, I know it's busy crazy, but I'll check with you. I need to speak with you on something. Not this evening, because you've had a hectic day. okay? But thank you. That's what we want to tell her. Yep. Stephanie Hayes, author of The Healing of the Wound. And again, May 13th, you got enough time to notch it in on the calendar to make sure that you're there. It's going to be a fun. Now, everyone that arrives should, they need to have a purple hat because it is a purple hat brunch. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so it has to be some form of purple, not magenta, not lilac. It has to be purple. Is that what I'm hearing? It cannot be in the family. It has to be purple, purple, right?
Purple.
Okay, that's purple what I need to know. Don't show up with no lilac, no lavender, or none of that purple. Because, see, that's Stephanie's favorite color. That's my color, too. Purple makes you feel a certain way. So, again, before we go, www.ncnwviewparkla.com. Stephanie, we love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You too. Rest, rest, rest for a minute.
You know you contain the power to control destiny with singing.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell. You
ready, girl?
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.